Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning, April the 18th, 2024. 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. Do want to let everybody know I am in the studio today, so if you'd like to give me a buzz, the telephone line today, telephone number is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I am broadcasting live from the auspices of the WGH studio, so give me a buzz. And I can attest, because I've been out pretty much since around 6 a.m. this morning. It's a beautiful morning out there today. Not bad at all. It got cool yesterday. Now, I'm going to have a little rant here off the bat. Well, maybe several rants this morning, depending on how this all goes. First, I want to start with something that's not a rant, and then we'll get to the rant. I went to McDonald's this morning for my normal large diet Coke. And normally, I don't get anything else with this large diet Coke, but I was up and moving a little earlier this morning, and I had to go get some stuff done before I came in here. So I thought I'm going to get a little breakfast. I'm going to get a sausage McMuffin, something kind of light and easy. So I ordered at the window, and I said a large diet Coke and a sausage McMuffin. And they said $4.10. I said, okay. So I pull up to the first window, and the lady goes, well, that'll be $2.39. And I said, well, no, I think it's $4.10. And she goes, nope, $2.39. So I don't know what happened. I don't know if the car in front of me paid. I don't know if the lady at McDonald's was being nice. But this is a good day. I think that's a good omen when I think I got the drink for free, because I think the drink would be less than $2, so I'm guessing that the sausage McMuffin was probably $2.39. But regardless, I got something for free already, and it wasn't even 8 o'clock, so that's a good way to start the morning. Now we'll get on to the rants. Let's start with rant number one from yesterday. Okay, the tornadoes. See, now I think this is why I ranted for a while about the eclipse last week. The same thing happened yesterday. It's yesterday afternoon. What time was it? Probably about 3:30, 4 o'clock. And all of a sudden, the sirens start going off. Everybody start. I think cell phones are a big disaster when it comes to this, because now everybody can look at radar. And people's phones start buzzing with these alerts that say, take shelter and all that sort of thing. And about 4 o'clock, all this starts to happen. Sirens are going off. Everybody's cell phone is going off. Everything is saying, tornado warning, take shelter, blah, blah, blah. And it panicked people yesterday. I saw it. Now, maybe in the comfort of your own home, it did not panic people. But I'll tell you what, it panicked people where I was. And I understand people being safe. There's nothing wrong with being cautious. But as near as I can tell, there was zero damage in Marion yesterday. Now, I think there was some damage in Bucyrus. Now, I can't confirm that because I'm not in Bucyrus, but I did see some things on social media about possibly some damage in Bucyrus. But I don't know, and I don't want to say it because sometimes those reports are wrong. But I can tell you that in Marion, aside from some blown lawn furniture, I don't think there was anything of any consequence. And when I did actually get outside, which was about 4:45, about 45 minutes after this all happened, it was like nothing happened. It was just nothing. Rain, it looked like it had rained. There wasn't even any hail or anything. So I understand why people do this. I get it. But it causes unnecessary panic. And the problem is that when people panic, then kids panic. And everybody thinks it's the end of the world, or they act like it's the end of the world. Now, if you went to them today and said, did you act like it was the end of the world? Of course they would say no. But I watched it in action yesterday, and a lot of people acted very worried, should I say? And here's the problem. I think if you do that all the time, when something bad actually does happen, people are not going to pay attention to it because it happens so many times. And I don't know why we continue to do this. What in the world exactly does a tornado warning mean? I thought a tornado warning meant that a tornado had been spotted. And I don't know where these things are spotted at. Do they have to be spotted in Marion County for that to happen? Because we were under that warning, I think, for an hour, is what it was yesterday. And again, nothing happened. And it kind of reminds me of the eclipse to the degree they warned people. The grocery stores might be empty. You're not going to be able to get up and down the road. You might not be able to get to doctor's appointments. It's going to take you 15 hours to get what was 1 hour. All the hotels are going to be booked. And it panicked people. For what purpose? It's kind of like snow. The same thing happens. Why do we do this? Now listen, I'll get on board with anybody, better safe than sorry. And I know a lot of people out there listening are probably going, well, one time it's going to hit, and if they didn't say something, then we'd all be dead. Well, you know what? I can see when a bad storm is going on outside. I don't need a cell phone or radar on my computer to show me that there's a bad storm going on outside. It's not like a tornado just drops out of the sky and in 10 seconds and blows everything away. And another thing, and I don't want to give people a false sense of security here, because as soon as I say this, something bad will happen. But Marion is at a low altitude. Now, no, we're not the lowest altitude in the state, but we're at a low altitude. And one of the reasons Marion has never really had a destructive tornado, and places like Cardington have, is because even if a tornado does happen in Marion, the altitude is so low, wherever that tornado came from, the altitude drops, and that kills the pressure of the tornado. Now, all of you people listening out there who are in your 80s and 90s, and some of you even over 100, have you ever seen a tornado in Marion that did horrible damage? Because I'll be glad to look it up. Now, we all remember the Cardington tornado of the early 1980s, but I'm talking about Marion City, Marion County. When is the last time a tornado came through here that did significant damage to anything, besides maybe blowing some siding off a house or turning over some lawn furniture or something to that degree? I mean, we all remember the blizzard of 78, but when's the big tornado that ripped through here and caused all kinds of problems? Give me a buzz. Remember, I am at the studio today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I've researched this to some degree, and I can't even find a tornado that ever went through Marion City or Marion County that caused significant damage in the last century. Now, again, a lot of people blame that on altitude. That's what I'm going to do, because that's what I've always heard. But, Lord, stop with the sirens and the cell phones going off and the panic that this causes in people. I don't know why we have to do that. I mean, don't people have windows they can look out of to see that there's a bad storm outside? And I guarantee, if you saw it, here's what I really don't understand. If a tornado was coming, you would hear it from some distance. Why not hide then? Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Do you know when the last tornado came through here?
No, I don't, but I've tried to research it, and I've went back almost a century and can't find any significant damage anywhere.
I thought I didn't know either, but I wonder if there ever was.
You know, I don't know. It looks, I don't want to say forever because I'm not for sure, but in the last 100 years, I can't, I've never been able to find any story on anything like that.
Well, that's good enough for me. Hey, there's static in the phone. Is yours static or is it mine?
I think it's static on mine, but it's not too bad. We didn't have any static on Friday, so I think it's just a particular, there, it cleared up a little bit.
Well, it's funny, when you're in the studio, we get static, and when you're out, you didn't have static.
I know. It's not too bad, though. It's not, hopefully it'll clear up as the morning goes on. But in your 80-plus years, do you remember a tornado in this area that did anything?
No, I don't even remember less than that. I don't even remember less than that. Only when I want to remember, I guess. No, hey, you know where I was yesterday?
Where's that?
I was in your favorite place that you like.
Oh, where's that?
Kroger's.
Oh, I wasn't there when it happened. What was the feeling at Kroger when this was going on?
Well, then it looked like it might rain, but I never heard nothing on any devices because I don't listen to TV. I was outdoors and blah, this and blah, that. And I told Carol, I said, I'm going down the store and get a few things and I'll be back, okay? And yeah, okay. I go to Kroger's and I'm inside Kroger's and nothing said inside Kroger's. No PA system told me that anything was going on or anything like that. I was probably in there 45 minutes doing this and that. And, I even got milk and stuff. I don't know. Maybe that was a hint from above to get milk. The tornado coming up down to Marion. Is that about like you understand the weather forecast and we're going to have something bad?
It might be. And you know, the sad thing is where I was, and I'm not faulting the people, but when those cell phones started to go off and when people started to look at radar, people did panic. They wanted to know where this was, where that was, let's get to this area, let's do that. And I understand why people do that, but it's...
Let me interrupt just a minute there. The static's pretty bad, and I could still just hear it. Now it clears up a little bit, but you know what? I had a cell phone because I always carry it for Cheryl. Needs me, I got it. But what if I didn't have a cell phone? I still wouldn't have known it, would I? But do you know, since you got your service award while you was working in your Kroger's where you work, we know we got two in Marion, did alarms go off in the years that you worked there telling you inside your facility that there's a tornado?
Alarms have went off outside, but nobody's ever said anything inside, no.
That's the question I asked. That's the question I like to hear. Yeah, so if you're inside Kroger's, do you really know what's going on outside as far as windows and stuff like that? At our Kroger's, I don't see any windows. Do you really see too many windows in Kroger's?
Nope, just the doors.
Okay, so we are confined. Would you say on a day that that is happening, that maybe there's 600-700 people in Kroger's? Would you ever think employees and everything involved under roof, would you think it would be that many?
I would say at a busy time, 500, 600.
Okay, that's a lot of people for not being informed, isn't there?
Well, it is, and the funny thing is those cell phones, I think, are what frighten people, because...
Well, and listen, we haven't got a cell phone, so maybe out of that would tell, but how long has this Kroger's been here and cell phones? But I'm getting a little way out of reason, but not too much. They always say one life is the same as 1,000. We want to save lives. But you think facilities inside would have warning devices or something like that, wouldn't you?
You would, and I think the reason they don't is because...
If a tornado come through and blew Kroger's all to pieces, they will... The people wouldn't... That was... Why were people killed there? So once it's close and around, this opinion, and I'd get off my soapbox, but... if you didn't have a warning, you would be upset completely. But if you had a warning, that would be up to you to do and to take cover after you've been advised. And, you're an adult. If you're a little kid, you wouldn't that's the idea. Everybody's been so upset and complained so much. Well, they didn't tell me. They didn't. I didn't know that that was coming. I seen a cloudy sky. And then Scott, you got to get some of these tornadoes. How fast are they moving? How long does it take you to get covered? So maybe that's the advanced warning to maybe you back in a field walking or working ground or something like that, and you got to get have a cell phone this day and age, and you can see, hear that. You got to get to point A and point B, so they give the all the warnings way in advance to let you know, and then you can make up your, that's your decision. You've been warned. But you know what, Scott? On the warnings, too, that I noticed all the last couple times, like you're not really complaining, but you're wondering why. Some of these little towns around over there, around Indian Lake, Russell's Point and stuff, there's little towns around that you never hear about, that you never know that they exist. I have, because I went around and years ago hunting and fishing and wading the creeks and the rivers and all that stuff. There's these little signs where you get off of the main arteries, like 23 or 4 or something like that. I get off on the gravel roads back in the, when I started 65 years of doing all this stuff. And those little signs, I remember one, especially up around Upper Sandusky, and I always loved that sign. It said Africa. And I thought, man, this is neat. Here, I've been in Africa and things like, but then these signs disappeared. But those names are on the map yet. And when they say, hey, if you get that warning, and they say, hey, this little town right here in Africa, within 10 minutes of it right now, if you haven't made cover and you hear me, get to cover right now, right now. And that's pretty neat. So, they do go into detail, and then it doesn't materialize because you show on the map how they twist and turn. They're warning you they're coming, but maybe they turn and just kiss off of you. And a lot of them kiss off of Marion, don't they?
Well, they do, and I guess my complaint about this is we've only had this cell phone technology where things like this happen in the last 20 years. And certainly there were tornadoes and things like this before the last 20 years. And people did fine. I mean, they took cover if they wanted to. If they didn't, they didn't. People are still like that. And the other thing is that when we look at the big picture in this, we do have cell phone technology, and we did just have this horrible thing over in Russell's Point, the Indian Lake area. Now, did it help those people any? It didn't look like it. So I don't understand. All it seems to do, and I don't want anybody to die from a tornado. I don't want anybody's property to be damaged. But at that point, I really don't think there's much you can do. And you can clearly see with your eyeballs that the weather has taken an ugly turn. And all I think these sirens do is cause panic.
Let me just maybe get both of us, see if we're on the right track here. Russell's Point, I heard, but then I don't know. What was there, 3, 4? Was there any deaths on that actual tornado? I think there was, wasn't there?
I do believe there were a few, yes.
Yeah, just a few. Now, what would have happened if they didn't hear all that? You said, well, there's only that. Well, they took cover, and maybe they got into some place, and if they wouldn't have took cover or didn't hear that in advance, they would have been dead. Do you think along that line also?
Well, see, but I wonder about it because there were deaths, and I assume these people had cell phones. I don't think those were the three people in town that didn't have cell phones, so why?
It could have been.
But wouldn't you think, though, that the people who would be in most serious danger would be people in nursing homes or people in the hospital or people who can't take cover by themselves?
How many nursing homes would be in Russell's Point, do you think, and how many hospitals are in Russell's Point?
I would say at least one apiece.
But did they get blown apart? Do you know that?
No, I don't think they did, and that's what I'm saying.
See, that was a different section, see?
Right, but what would you do if your sirens went off and it was a big one?
See, there's a lot of ifs there, Scott. I don't want to take up your time there, but I thought I just peel in on it. And I don't think there's no thing of saying who's right or who's wrong, but I think the way things are now... the authorities and everybody concerned, they, themselves, they don't want to be rescuing somebody that didn't take shelter. So they're given all this warning, so all of our responders and our all of our people that are out there that we paid our taxes for are out there to help us save our lives on the road and everything. Anybody that's is connected with that, they're out there. That's their job, day in and day out, to do that.
Yeah, but can I make a point on this? Because I think what you just said is important. Now, we all have the cell. Most people have cell phones where the alarm goes off. But you know what the main complaint I heard yesterday was while that was all going off? That the siren that's supposed to go off in town when something like that happens, which you wouldn't have to have a cell phone to know that something bad is going off, that either people can't hear that siren or the voice is so distorted you can't hear what the voice is saying. So
I'll go on. I understand that. That's the same way all the years I was on the railroad and all the times I put my arm up to the cord and to the lever to blow the whistle. And a lot of times I've heard on your show and stuff and people trying to say, oh, we're getting tired of this city of the whistles and stuff. How many people get killed by trains yet and injured and severely and cause accidents and stuff? They hear the whistle, but they don't correspond to the warning.
Exactly. And I think that's
the same way with on the highway. There's the big sign, huge sign, that says 55 miles per hour. How many of them are running 80, 90 miles per hour? And in town, it says 35, 15, 25. But how many of them are going 50, 60? And we haven't got people that's in every other car to catch them people, but they don't take the warning. So they're not gaining this culture we got right now. Don't take warnings. They don't believe they have to be told what to do, when to do, and how to do it. And I'll stick up for that. But if I hear it, and you might not understand the verbal thing, but you sure know when a siren's going off and the clouds and the wind's picking up. Now, I don't need to tell anybody that's went to school and stuff, and when it starts blowing and they're, you can hear them all over Marion, but maybe you can't hear the vocal part, but the people in the vocal part, that's helped to them too. But I say we got ample warning around Marion. If you're in your house and got the TV or the stereo up and stuff, I'll agree you might not do it there, but if you see it's cloudy and it's sure the weather when the tornado is close, it does. Don't you think of all the times around, don't you think that when it gets like that, you see that and you just don't regard it?
Right, and a lot of people do, but I guess my point, the end result of this is, it did happen yesterday, the sirens did go off, all the cell phones did go off yesterday, there was panic created in different places, and what happened? Nothing. So how can we get that close all the time? I mean, what exactly are these warnings? What are they, has a tornado touched down? What do we see here?
There's my backlash on this. The warnings are there, but they didn't happen. And you just answered the question why they didn't happen when we first started talking 10 minutes or 15 minutes ago. We're in a low-pressure area, true to the fact. But that tornado, he can come down, and that funnel can suck out of that low thing. Don't ever let that think that, I'm free. I can just still walk out there and do what I want to do. But someday, sometime, and I hope that, you aren't safe anywhere. When they give you a warning, you're not safe.
No, but I guess what I would just hope is that what qualifies as a warning? What do they have to see to send all this panic out? Because, you know, I'll tell you, because I did see...
Wait a minute, who's they?
Whoever sends out these cell phone messages or sends off the...
Who do you think that? That is the personnel, and that's the stuff that's hired and paying, that they get paid to warn us of people that don't have the devices that's warning them for them to relay it and warning us, just like in a track meet. You hand a baton off, the other guy got the lead and got the hand off, it wouldn't transpire if they didn't hand that baton off, because you're out of the race, see? Yeah. So we don't want to be out of the race. We want to still stay in the race and be alive the next day.
But I do want to say one thing. Now, this is something I did notice, because when it was all over, as I was leaving the building I was in when all this was happening, I'm driving down Center Street, and what's the first thing I see is I see all of these city police cars, probably three or four of them. And I think, well, maybe a tree fell down, maybe something hit a power line or something like that. What happened here? And it was at the corner of, it was right there by Garfield Park in Center. And I thought, well, what's all this about? So I get up there on it, and here is a blue SUV that had been horribly sideswiped. Now, was that because, and there was no other car there. And I couldn't figure out where the other car, had they towed it away? I don't know what happened. Now, was that because they were trying to get somewhere in a hurry because all this panic had went off? I don't know any other reason for that. Just happens
to...
What's that?
One car?
It looked like one car unless they towed the other away, but I don't know how that thing got in the condition it was.
You probably haven't heard anything. I don't know if I remember hearing a helicopter, but whenever I hear a helicopter the next day, I hear that somebody got killed or this or that. Something serious, they had to go from Marion to Columbus. So, that happens all the time, that five or six cruisers around, that's their job. They all get called in, and that's the big point going on right there, and they're there to help until everybody gets taken care of and involved. So don't that make you feel good? There's plenty of people around that's going to help you. That's what they get paid for.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad they were. Of course, they should be there when an accident happens. But I'm saying, what caused this accident during this 45-minute period?
Well, it don't make no difference what it caused. People, the rescue and the people involved are there. I don't get what you mean.
Well, I'm saying, maybe they were, because all this panic was going off, all this siren, all this cell phones going off, because it looked like a younger person behind the wheel of this car, that they got panicked and were trying to get home in a fast way.
The person you seen, nobody was injured in the car.
As far as I know, not, but I don't know. Haven't seen any reports yet.
So, you think that, I don't think they was, but there wasn't any other cars and stuff that really going too fast to look like it was a terrible accident, whether it went on, it rolled over and went on side, and they come out like the stock car racers and stuff like that. They're buckled in and saved their life or what?
I don't know. I'm not even sure who was sitting in the car at that. I mean, like I said, I came up on it late. They could have towed the other car away. I don't know.
Idea of yours that do you think that they was trying to get away from the tornado? I don't think so.
Well, I will tell you though, when things like that happen, people do rush to get home because
you think so.
Well, because that's what they say. Take cover. Take cover.
Well. Okay. Hey, Scott, it's fun talking to you, and I'll catch up with you later. You got some more good stuff?
I do. I got more than just the tornado this morning.
I love it.
Thank you.
Sure.
Bye-bye. I don't know. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be aware of things that are going on. I think I would just like to know what causes a warning, where we send out buzzers and all kinds. Have people spotted something close by? I don't know. It's just odd to me. But again, I am in the studio this morning, so the phone number is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And it just seems like every time we have one of these warnings, we do it with snow, we do it with tornadoes, we did it with the eclipse. We just scare people half to death for what? And again, I understand the argument is, well, what if we hadn't alerted them and something bad did happen? Well, again, how many people are in rooms without windows? And if you are in a room without windows, chances are you're in a building where somebody is paying attention to something. And, like, for instance, if you were at a grocery store where there aren't windows all around, I can tell you the management, the workers there, the people who are standing up by the door, the people who are going in and out of that store, they're paying attention to what's going on outside, and if anything would happen, they would bring it up. And I'll tell you, a surefire sign that something bad is happening is the electricity would go out, because one of the first things that happen is the electric lines get knocked over. So I don't know why we have to cause all this panic. I guess we go back to better safe than sorry. I guess that's the argument. But, you know, if I was, I just think of the senior citizen. If you were a senior citizen sitting at home, and let's say you didn't have a basement in your house, and maybe you're in a wheelchair. I don't know what the situation is. And all this panic starts to happen. What do you do? I don't know what you do. And in the end, what does it end up being? Nothing. Now, if there's a tornado spotted across town or within miles of the area, yes, I can see sending off a warning like that. If there is a... And who spots these tornadoes, by the way? Do they have to show any proof that they have spotted tornadoes? Who are the tornado spotters? I don't know. That's the rant this morning. 740-383-9944. I guess this has become a bigger rant over time because we had this past winter, I don't know, two or three times in which, oh my goodness, there's going to be a big snow and ice storm. There's going to be a big snow and ice storm tonight, and the stores would be mobbed, and nothing happened. Maybe an inch of snow. That's it. An inch. And then we had the eclipse. We heard about that for a year. How much trouble that was going to cause. What happened? Nothing. Nothing happened but the eclipse. And yesterday we had this tornado warning. Here we go. Tornado warning. Everybody take cover. What happened? Nothing. I don't know how people can continually get this so wrong. And do they ever have to come back on and say, well, you know what, we got that one wrong? They never do that. I don't understand why. 12 minutes left in this hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, I am in the studio today, so I would love to hear from you. It is an interesting effect of our society. And I also go back, what about the days before cell phones? What did we ever do before cell phones and alerts were going off and we could look at radar screens on cell phones? Has this really made us safer? I don't know. It's a question. And you can certainly disagree or agree with me on this. I would go either way on this particular issue. But I think it's just fascinating, in a way, how we react to society. But, again, that's just my opinion. 740-383-9944. Okay. What else is going on here this morning? Oh, I do have another rant this morning. Well, let's just keep on ranting as the morning goes on. Okay, yesterday we went through this whole thing about Scherzer Park being changed to... our Founders Park being changed to Scherzer Park, and Scherzer Park being changed to Founders Park. We went through that whole thing yesterday. And what we learned through listening to about 10 or 11 minutes of the park board meeting from January was that apparently people in downtown Marion were complaining because Founders Park was a name that people knew, and why change it to Scherzer Park? And that's why they changed it back. And all this sign changing cost about $5,000. Okay, so here's what I learned yesterday on top of what I already knew. Now, their big complaint was we've built up Founders Park. People know what that is. It's a big deal. Well, I got a map yesterday of downtown Marion that I believe is put out by downtown Marion, this map. Guess what? Founders Park isn't even labeled on the map. Now, if it's so important what the name of this park is that we spend $5,000 and have park meetings devoted to this, $5,000 on a sign, wouldn't you put the name of the park on your map? of downtown Marion the name of it? Because apparently the name is so important. You know, things just boggle my mind. I just don't understand. I mean, what is that? Why do you not, if everybody knows where Founders Park is and everybody knows the name of Founders Park and blah, 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 why don't you have it labeled on your map of downtown Marion? Does anybody look into anything anymore? I mean, honest to goodness. And by the way, if you go to Google Map, I'm not sure if it's still this way, but for the longest time, if you went to Google Map and searched it, it did say Schertzer Park. So what is this all about? I mean, honest to goodness, what is this all about in the end? And I heard on that tape yesterday that we played, and I hope everybody got to hear it, was they kind of blamed it on Kathy Chafin about saying that she was the one who spearheaded that. But if you go and you read the actual sign, it said it was voted on by the Parks Board. Now, the Park Board is who we were hearing from yesterday. So, did they vote on it or not? I mean, it said they voted on it on the sign to change the name to Schertzer Park. But when they were asked in this meeting, oh, that was all done by Kathy. Well, now, what? I mean, I don't know. And I still have not heard from Ray Grogan. Ray Grogan came on this show, said within 30 days we were going to hear about what was going to happen with Miranda McGuinness. He guaranteed it. You know what? 30 days have came and went, and we haven't heard anything. And I've emailed Ray twice to see what's going on with that. And again, if it's nothing, maybe just an email back to say, hey, we're continuing the investigation. This is taking longer than I thought it was going to take. Nothing. Dead silence. Two emails later. I don't understand. And I like Ray, and we've gotten along, so I don't know. Maybe he's out sick from the... I don't know. I just don't know what's going on anymore. Boy, this is a good morning to rant. It's all kicked off by this tornado. A nice little rant morning here. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Remember, I'm in the studio this morning, 740-383-9944. I'll tell you, if I didn't get that free soda this morning at McDonald's, I'd really be on a tear. Things just don't make any sense. You know, when people say things, they should probably either back them up or correct themselves when they're wrong. That's all. And you know what? I'm wrong all the time. So if you're wrong, just say you're wrong. I got that wrong. How hard is that? Or I need more time. Or put the name of the park on the map of downtown Marion, if that's what you're complaining about, is that you have built this park up. You know, what more can you say? Phone lines are open. Does anybody have any thoughts on any of this? Tornadoes and all the other rigmarole? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'm the only one having fun, you and I. I was in line at McDonald's. And then I forgot two coffee, and I, dang gone it, I knew there was something else I was going to get. And so I went around and paid, and then I asked the girl there at the receiving window of my merchandise. I said, hey, honey, I said, I think I ordered two coffee. And I said, then I'm not sure. And she said, no, you just ordered one thing. And I said, ah, daggone it. Hey, I said, I got the money here. How about me paying for it right here? And can I do that? She said, sure. And she, just a young gal, and just as polite and nice as could be. And she said, here, she handed me the coffee. And I said, well, here's my money. I said, she said, no. She said, just let it go. And just like, let it go, old man, and do that. They're so kind to me, Scott, but you have to put another 40 years onto your life. Maybe they'll be kind to you.
Well, they were kind to me this morning. I don't know why I got the free drink. I don't know what that was.
Well, see, you don't know what it was, but the girl said, that's okay. You just go ahead. She told me what the problem was. It wasn't no problem. She just handed me the coffee and said, see how it was, see? But they come to a total, and you knew what the total was, so you thought maybe you got Freeman or somebody back of you. But no, the one individual between her and I, she said, here. And that made my day. It makes your day, don't it?
Well, it did, because I thought, boy, this is a nice way to start the day.
Well, see, then you're happy and everything. Isn't that great? Now, that was today, right?
Until I have to come in here and complain about tornadoes and parks and all kinds of other things.
Those are off, Scott. We'll see you later,
see buddy. See ya. Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 56 and a half minutes past the hour. You know, I guess, you know, this is really, because I really am not a person who has anger going through them. And trust me, these things are not angry issues. They're just kind of, I don't know, things you talk about on a radio show when you have time to talk about them. But I just wish I understood people better. I wish I had a better grasp on what drives people to do what they do and to say what they say. I guess maybe it will be unknown forever. It's the unknown entity, as they say. Why panic people about a tornado that isn't around? Why say you're going to change the name of a park because the park's name is so important, and then you don't even put it in your own literature, on your own maps? And number three, why impose a deadline on yourself that you're going to have information in the next 30 days and then not have information and don't say anything about it? I don't understand it. But if you do, you're a step better than I am. And again, I'm just looking for answers. That's all I'm looking for. If good answers come about, maybe I'll hear them from you out there, the listening audience. If we get good answers, I'll be fine. I'll trek on right down the road here. 740-383-9944. By the way, it sounded like our phones are getting better there as the static situation goes on. Maybe they're only staticky overnight. Maybe it has something to do with the ionosphere that is out there. You know, we have all these atoms and protons and neutrons floating around all the time that can affect strange things. So maybe the phone's affected by the hour of the day you're on. Because I was telling somebody last Friday the phones were working fine. But then again, I don't know that I took a call before 9 o'clock in the morning. So maybe it has something to do as to when people call. Because the last call sounded better than the first call this morning when it came to the static in the line. So I really have no idea is what I've come to in this particular segment. But I am here. I am here. See, I feel like the advocate for the listener. I feel a lot of listeners would like to complain just as much as me about half of these things that I'm talking about. That's what I think. Now, maybe that's not true. Maybe it is true. But at this point, I'm going to say it's true because we're all looking for answers in this society, and I think we all hope that we get answers in society to these things. Now, some of them are very trivial in the end, but you know what? Again, it's a talk show, and some mornings you have to have things to talk about. Because this is kind of like a little coffee clutch every morning. Me and all of you listeners out there who join me each and every morning. So that's really what's going on. And I'll tell you what else is going on. We're going to take a break here, and we're going to come back on the other side of that break with much more topics to discuss. And hopefully you on the toll-free line, 740-383-9944, back right after this.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla?